This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
Welcome to Day 11 of the 21 Days of Gratitude on Grace Enough. I am your host, Amber Cullum, and today's episode centers around a quote that reminds us of the immense generosity of our God. Michael Reeves writes in his book, Delighting in the Trinity, "The triune God has not merely put a star here and a star there. He has lavished the skies with millions and billions of them." As Psalm 19 goes on to say, "There in the sky he has placed the sun, which gives warmth, light, and life to the world. There too are the clouds, which drop down rain to make things grow. The heavens declare the loving generosity of God." The abundance of stars is a reminder that our God is not a God of scarcity, but of abundance. He doesn't just meet our basic needs. He goes above and beyond, lavishing his creation with beauty and wonder. The placement of the sun not only provides necessary light for us to see, it gives us warmth and sustains all life on earth. As Reeves said, "There too are the clouds which drop down rain to make things grow." The clouds speak to God's provision. The rain is a reminder that God's generosity isn't limited to inanimate objects. It extends to the very essence of life. It's far too easy to view the rain as a nuisance until it's lacking, or the sun as too hot until it stays hidden for a few weeks, or ignore the beauty of the millions of stars in the night sky until the city lights drown them out. And I want each of you to know, I personally am quick to give way to grumbling, to viewing life through the lens of lack instead of abundance. And it's because of that quickness to grumble that you must develop a daily habit of practicing gratitude to our great God. Gratitude helps us see and acknowledge God's abundant generosity. It's like a lens through which we view the world. And so today, let's practice giving thanks to God for His creation. This practice can be found in week 2, day 5 of the 4-week gratitude practice. If this is your first time listening, you can download that practice for free at graceenoughpodcast.com/free-gratitude-practice. Let's base our time of giving thanks off of 1 Timothy 4, verses 4 and 5. "For everything God created is good. For nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer." What has God created that brings you joy? Maybe it's the colorful leaves of fall, the bees pollinating the flowers, horses running through a field, children when laughing and playing together, the sun shining through the trees and casting shadows on the ground, the rich blue sky with puffs of clouds. The waterfall cascading over the rocks. The hummingbird fluttering her wings outside your window. The group of men and women playing a symphony. Continue to spend time focusing in on His abundant provision through the creation that surrounds you.